What is the oldest game in the world? Think about how you would answer that question. What is the oldest game in the world? I'll give you a hint. You'll never find a report on it on SportsCenter, on ESPN. And what's the most popular game in the world today? Those two questions, believe it or not, have the same answer. The oldest game in the world and the most popular game in the world today is none other than the blame game. And it all goes back to the Garden of Eden, as we heard about in today's reading from Genesis 3. Adam and Eve commit the original sin, and God, as we heard a few moments ago, confronts them about it. And what does Adam do? Adam, Mr. Responsibility himself. Well, he plays the very first round of the blame game. God says, "You have eaten then from the tree of which I had forbidden you to eat." Adam answers, "The woman whom you put here with me, she gave me the fruit from the tree, and so I ate it." Notice the first one blamed is not Eve. The first one blamed here is God. Notice what Adam says. "The woman whom you put here with me." See, God, if you hadn't put this woman here with me, everything would be fine. Then he blames his wife. "She gave me the fruit from the tree, and so I ate it." Well, sure, Adam, she forced it down your throat, right? Of course, Eve is no better. She proves to be a real chip off the old rib, so to speak, by immediately playing round two of the blame game and pointing her finger at the serpent. And God says to her, "Why did you do such a thing?" She answers, "The serpent tricked me into it, so I ate it." The blame game. We've all played it, have we not? I know I have. Perhaps some of us play it all the time. "It's not my fault. It's his fault. It's her fault. He did it. She did it. He made me do it. She made me do it." You know the lines. There are a lot of them. And then we have Mary. Mary, who was not personally responsible for even one single sin, because she was immaculately conceived in the womb of her mother Anne and remained sinless throughout her entire life by the grace of God. And yet, out of love for God and out of love for her neighbor, Mary did assume responsibility. She assumed the responsibility of giving birth to and of raising a Savior. For Eve, for Adam, for herself, and for all of us. That's why we're here tonight. Eve's denial of personal responsibility for her own sin helped to bring death into the world, while Mary's assumption of responsibility in bringing the Son of God into the world and raising him to manhood has brought us the possibility of being forgiven for our sins and for living eternal life with God in heaven. So the bottom line for each of us is this. We can choose in our earthly life to be a blamer, like Eve and Adam, of course, or we can choose to be a person who exercises responsibility, like Mary. For us, of course, being a responsible person includes taking ownership of our sins. It means admitting that we've done bad things that we shouldn't have done, and that we haven't done good things that we should have done. That's because we were not immaculately conceived like the Blessed Mother was. We come into this world with original sin. For those who do want to follow the path, this noble path of personal responsibility, remember, confessions are heard here at St. Pius every Wednesday from 5 to 5:30 p.m. or around 5:30, and every Saturday afternoon from 3:30 until 4:30 p.m. These are opportunities for you to take responsibility for your sins and to receive the forgiveness, the glorious forgiveness that Mary's Son won for you by his passion, death, and resurrection. To encourage you to do this, to encourage you to choose the noble and better path, let me make one final point about the blame game. The blame game is a game that nobody wins. When we play the blame game, we lose our honesty, we lose our integrity, and the people around us have to deal with the sad consequences of that. On the other hand, when we take responsibility for our sins and sincerely repent, everybody wins. We win God's incredible, awesome, powerful forgiveness. And the people around us win by getting a much better and a much nicer person to deal with every day.